The hot dog summer of 2021 was not kind to the second best, reliably quick and delicious street dog available across the country. And it was completely decimated in some regions. I cannot overstate the number of friends, strangers, and strangers who believe they are my friends, who have told me that the Home Depot hot dog is the best kept secret in the country. There's something beautiful to me about the vulnerability of this interaction. If hundreds of people are telling me something I've known for years and are calling it a rare secret, it means Home Depot is doing something right to make their customers feel like members of a sex cabal, instead of a hot dog customer who just bought a gallon of paint for their daughter's room. If you don't already know of the Home Depot hot dog, it may be too late for you. If you look them up, the first result will be, "Why are Home Depot hot dogs so good?" Closely followed by, "What happened to Home Depot hot dogs?" They aren't everywhere, mainly found in the Midwest and the Southwest. So other unfortunates across the country are forced to go to taco trucks, or even worse, a Burger King nearby. It's an if-you-know-you-know situation. Like many bizarre hot dog traditions, the Home Depot dog is a concept that began and developed a cult following around Chicago. Writer Dennis Lee described growing up in the area assuming every Home Depot offered what are commonly referred to as Depot Dogs or Fixin' Franks, found at small hot dog stands that sold a loaded Chicago dog from Makowski's Real Sausage, as well as Italian beef and Chicago-style tamales. Fixin' Franks remain a staple in the already overloaded Chicago hot dog scene, but Michigan didn't make it through 2021 as lucky. Their Depot dog stands, doggone it, were shut down by the company for good in the middle of July.